الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is a point of benefit regarding the ranks of inspiration and revelation which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم received. The first, as Aisha رضي الله عنها mentioned, that the commencement of the divine inspiration to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the form of righteous good, meaning true dreams, which came through like bright daylight. And then he used to go to seclusion in the cave of Hira, where he used to worship Allah continuously for many nights before returning to his family. When he reached the age of 40, alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him with prophethood. And that was on a day, on a Monday. And from the inspirations he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, received is that which the angel would throw in his heart, instill in his heart, without seeing him, without seeing Ruh al-Qudus, Jibreel alayhi salam. And then, from that also, the angel used to take the form of a man, addressing him until he understands perfectly. And in this rank, sometimes the companions used to see the angel, as in the case of the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions were sitting. He came in the form of a man, right? And from the ranks is that he used to come to him the inspiration like the ringing of a bell. And this was the hardest of all. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and then this state passes off after I have grasped what is inspired. And Aisha radiallahu anha described this and said that verily I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being inspired and noticed of the sweat dropping from his forehead on a very cold day as the inspiration was over. The fifth one is that he used to see the angel on his true form which Allah created him upon, and he will inspire to him what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed to be inspired. And this took place twice, as Allah stated in Surah Al-Najm verse 13. And he saw Jibreel alayhi salam on his true form, having 600 wings that blocked the horizon. The sixth one is the inspiration which took place when he was above the heavens on the night of the ascension, when Allah decreed the prayers and other things. Also from that is the direct talk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him without an angel in between. As Allah spoke to Musa directly, Musa bin Imran, and this rank is affirmed to Musa in the Quran decisively, and its affirmness to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in the hadith of the Isra, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him from, ascended him from Jerusalem up to heaven. These are the ranks of inspiration and revelation to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a benefit for me and for all of you. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.